Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. It's not news. Think of it more as news-ish. It's the Wally Show.
Buying and selling a home can be an easy process for some, but for others, it can be a nightmare. I know, Wally, you're the only one in this room that's had experience with buying or selling a home.
And so. I've had both experiences.
That's the case for one couple in Riverside, California. They had a nightmare experience. They decided to buy a home back in January of last year, but they still have not been able to move in, and it's due to a loophole that's in a COVID law.
Yeah, this is what's crazy. This guy is exploiting what was meant to be a relief type thing for people going through COVID who had lost their jobs and preventing them from being evicted for not paying rent or their mortgage and things like that. And so the idea in and of itself was like a good idea to help buy people some time to recuperate. It's bad for landlords, but like it was just a protectionary measure. And so this guy found the loophole to be able to sell his house, be paid, and then not have to move out.
I mean, that's so wrong because he's got the money and free rent.
Oh, yeah. And again, this is where like big government drives me crazy, because it's like everyone that hears this is like, that's totally wrong. But nothing can be done about it.
Right.
Like, and no one, and it's common sense versus the letter of the law that's what we lack in this world.
Well, and also the woman, the wife in this situation, she said that she went over, she noticed that the lawn wasn't being taken care of, like it was getting like nasty. And so she turns on the sprinklers.
Yeah.
He comes out there, the previous owner, and tears it out. And it's like, he doesn't want it to be taken care of.
You know what I would do then? Oh. Because they bought it, they own it, they can't kick him out, but I would move in. I would be like, okay, we're living together, pal. And so, two can play at this game.
Yeah.
I'm moving in. Oh, man, that's a tough situation. I really hope they get that worked out, because that is stressful.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and this is where we try to answer that age-old question of who rules, boys or girls? Boys rule, girls rule. You know that kind of thing. And you think that stops at childhood? It doesn't. So we have boys versus girl, okay? And the way we play this is Betty Rock's going to take on Gavin and myself. If your gender wins at the end of this game, you can call to win a prize, okay? And you'll get a question from our questions. And so to make it fair, Betty Rock gets to choose who she wants to take on, given the
who
question.
She wants to lose to.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I love your smack talk,
go.
Gavin.
Out
Let's
of
go.
All right, Betty Rock, when was the first Olympics held? Do you want to take on Gavin or myself in this?
I'm going to take on Gavin.
Okay, but he's a sports guy.
I know, but he's also the youngest.
Oh, yeah, so he might not know.
He may not know.
And the Olympics are historical, too.
So. Okay. So everybody get your guesses down.
Okay, say it again. When was the first
Olympics held?
Okay.
And it doesn't say modern Olympics, so I don't know. Okay, Gavin, we will start with you, since she had little faith in you.
I know. I have little faith in me, too. Okay, so I think that the Olympics are something that was started by, like, the Roman Empire back in the day.
Right? Oh.
Because we have the modern Olympics, but this is where it started. So my guess was, and this is where it could go off the rails, I guessed 800 BC.
Before Christ. Okay, yeah. 800 BC.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you that feels a little early to me, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Betty Rock, what'd you say? 19 what?
23.
1923. How did I know?
Oh, my goodness.
I've known her that long. Okay, so.
This is such a disparity.
Gavin, it feels like you got a pretty good shot at getting this point.
I kind of hope so.
I do too, actually. Okay, the actual thing was A little later than you had said, Gavin,
oh, really?
But earlier than you had said, Betty. You were over, so that does not count. 1896.
Whoa!
1896.
But I was closer.
It doesn't matter. You went over. Those are the rules.
Sorry.
Price rules. I am so sorry about
1896.
That. Yeah, I guess that's like a modern Olympics.
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't think they're talking about the ancient Athens, because I think you would have been
based
closer.
On.
I wonder what Olympics were considered Olympics back in 1896.
Yeah, did they call them the Olympics back then?
Right.
I don't know.
Was it like a mule roundup?
I have no idea. I don't know. I'm sure they did it different. I bet they had different categories than they do today.
Maybe.
Today they have like javelin and
ping pong.
And I know they didn't have bobsledding. And there a winter and a summer Olympics back then?
Probably not.
Yeah. Boy, all the questions never get the answer to because we don't have time. All right, speaking of time, I need to take a short pause here. And we've got two more questions to go. And again, make sure you're listening because you could win a prize here if your gender wins. And right now it's looking pretty good for the boys. Here we go. Question number two. How many miles are there of electrical wire in the United States?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, this is a tough one because, you have wiring in a plane, and it can be hundreds of miles, you know? So, Betty Rock, you get to decide who you want to take on, either Gavin or myself.
I'm going to do you, Ollie.
Okay.
I might.
You might regret this?
Yes.
Okay. This is
I think you're good at guesstimating.
Well, that's where you would be wrong. I'm actually really horrible at it. So you might have made a really good choice here.
Okay, how many miles?
How many miles of electric wires are there in the United States? I'm assuming it's the things above the street there that carry electricity. Like, how many miles of that are there? Okay, get your guess down.
Okay,
what do you got?
75,000.
Oh, wow. That's super low.
I don't know.
I shot low on purpose just because I thought you were going to go 1 billion. So I said 180,000, and I think that's like way low, too. Oh.
You guys are both low.
Oh, it's got to be. It's got to be super low. Because, I mean, you figure it's like 3,000 miles just across the country and then everywhere. So let's see.
See, I didn't know that.
You said 75. Okay, well, there you go. Learn something new every day. Here we go. The actual answer is, Betty Rock, you came in just a smidge under.
Just a smidge?
Yeah. 5.5 million miles.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So me betting kind of against you actually worked out that time and going low.
I was so close.
I know, not even.
No, not
even really close. Okay, but here's the good news. If you were a fella,
woo-hoo.
All right, gentlemen, you get to call right now, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Betty Rock, would you like to make a question up for the guys this time? Because you always say when the girls call, like I give them a really hard question. Would you like to do a question for the boys?
Oh, well, yes, I would.
Okay.
I don't feel prepared, but yes, I can come up with something.
Okay, well, that's what we're going to do. Betty Rock is going to give you a question, and if you want to call and win a prize, 855-33-WAY-FM. Only caveat is you got to be a guy.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Michael, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How are y'all doing?
Good. Now, this is a great day to be a guy because guys won in boys versus girls, which means you are calling to win a prize and only guys can call. And we flipped the script a little bit. Betty Rock gets to ask you a question based on our questions. If you get this question right, I'm sure she's going to make it harder than I would have. If you get it right, you're going to win a prize. So, Betty Rock, what is your question for Michael?
Wally asked, how many miles of electric wiring were there in the U.S.? So, for you... Who discovered electricity?
We didn't even talk about that, Rock. That wasn't even part of the question.
Yeah, but this would be something that anyone should know, especially Michael.
Okay. Y'all know this? I'm getting my kids to help me out here.
What?
It is amazing the stuff we forget as adults, you know, and you're like going to a third grader. This should be as easy as flying a kite.
No, stop.
It was not Samuel Morris.
No, don't listen to your kids. You're right to not listen to your kid on this one. It's not Samuel Morse.
Was it Ben Franklin? Was it George Washington? Was it?
It was Samuel Morse.
It was not.
He read the Morse code.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin. Michael, you did the right thing by not listening to your kid on that one. Benjamin Franklin is right. He is accredited with it. We don't know if it's actually true or not, but most people credit him with that.
Don't quote us on it. Also, maybe look into getting a different school for your kid, okay?
My 10-year-old is a conspiracy theorist.
Okay. Oh, that's so great. Well, Michael, you did it somehow, and you're a big winner today on The Wally Show.
Thank you.
WayFM, this is The Wally Show, and we tend to bubble wrap our kids today, and it wasn't like that when I was a kid. Like, even our toys were more dangerous than they are today.
There was things like lead paint, I know, that they painted these toys with, and if you had that, that was poison, right?
Yeah, and you're like eating lead paint chips as a kid, like, I'm going to be fine. Like,
look how you turned out. You're fine.
Maybe not the best argument, honestly, for the health of kids back in the day. So there were people online that were debating, like, some of the toys. Like, one of the ones that came up was lawn darts. They've made them safer now. They're, like, rounded and, like, plastic. When I was a kid, you know what lawn darts are, right? You have a circle that you put in your yard like a hula hoop, and then you throw these lawn darts, and they try to land in them. And they're round, and they bounce. When I was a kid, they had sharp metal points on them.
Mm. Yeah.
And you would throw them.
The satisfying part of seeing it just stick into the ground like a javelin.
Were they meant for kids or were they meant for adults?
Oh, yeah. Kids could play with them and stuff like that. And then we would end up playing chicken. Like, we'd stand there instead of using the
of
hoop.
Of course.
And that's why they were outlawed, because I guarantee you they went through someone's foot at one point in time. So maybe not. I mean, maybe not a bad idea to outlaw them. But, I mean, there are definitely toys and things that we did back in the day that just don't fly today.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Like, I know hearing stories of how my dad grew up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they give them BB guns, and it's like, it's not a big deal. You could have hurt someone, seriously.
Oh, I grew up with BB guns and pellet guns. My dad gave me a blowtorch when I was 8.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
I learned how to use it properly, responsibly, kind of. Okay, I set a lot of things on fire. I'm just really curious. Is there something, like, either a toy or something you did as a kid that just wouldn't fly in today's world as we tried to protect our kids with everything we are? Because I just know it was a different time. 855-33-WAY-FM. You can always weigh in on the show and be on with us that way. 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and this is kind of a back in my day segment as we are talking about the things we used to do as kids, because I think we bubble wrap our kids today. Jennifer, so what? How old are you, first of all?
I say 29, but that's not true. I'm 37.
That's a big gap. I'm not going to lie. Like, if you're 31, I'll give you that. But if you're 37 and you say 29, that's a big gap.
Wow.
I'm holding. 29 and holding.
All right, we'll go with that. Okay, so Jennifer, what is something that you did as a kid that wouldn't fly today?
So when we were kids, like, we went outside. When it was summer, we were outside all day long. We didn't have a phone. We went exploring. I lived in Tennessee, and we would go exploring caves. My mom would have probably had a fit if she would have known that. But we just knew, like, when the streetlights came on, we had to come home.
That was my same rule, too. Like, I don't know that Betty knows this because she's younger than me, but that was my same rule. The only rule was you just don't get arrested and be home by the time the streetlights are on. What a great way to live as a kid.
But I have a 12-year-old, and there's no way I would let him be gone all day without me knowing where he is.
Absolutely. Yeah, you want to know where they are every second of the day. You've got a phone that they have that you can track them on, you know, and it's just a different world than when we grew up. And I don't even know why we have a different set of rules.
I feel like the world is very different, but maybe that's just because I'm getting older, because I remember my grandparents and my parents saying the same thing.
You know, it's possible that we love our kids more than our parents loved us.
There it is.
I don't know about you, but I don't know if I could get through the day without my computer. I mean, it's where we do everything, work, home stuff, social media, but my friend had their identity stolen online recently, and so that's pretty messed up.
That's why cybersecurity is so important. Colorado Christian is excited to announce that they now offer new bachelor's degree programs for information systems management and computer information technology with emphasis in cybersecurity.
And right now, undergraduate students can lock in their tuition rate for up to 6 years.
Colorado Christian University, where you can cultivate your mind without compromising your heart.
Find out more about all of the new bachelor's and undergraduate degrees now being offered at CCU by going to ccu.edu.
Using faith and facts to combat fear. Here's today's big story on The Wally Show.
You're going to see this story throughout the day and probably some of the graphic details with it. But hopefully some of the heroic stories inside of it will show up as well. But sadly, there were 10 people, including an officer who was first on the scene, killed in Boulder, Colorado yesterday afternoon when a gunman opened fire at a grocery store. A police spokesperson said that Boulder has suffered a terrible and horrific mass shooting today. This is not the first mass shooting that we've had in the state of Colorado. And sadly, it's the second one in a week for our country, because there was one in Atlanta as well. And it's just one of those things that, like, it's hard to imagine any good byproduct of COVID, but it really seemed to have cut down on these senseless mass shootings. And I hate when disturbed, broken people are using things opening back up for their own horrific statements, because 2020 actually saw the lowest number of these kind of shootings in a decade.
Wow.
Like a whole, like, because people were inside. And you know, it serves as a reminder, though, because I know this could cause fear and things. It serves as a reminder that, like, prevention of these incidents starts way before gun laws. That's our last line of defense. But it starts, you know, when these people are kids and treating our kids how to treat each other. It starts with, you know, people being aware of someone who might not be all right. It starts with people getting the mental health help that they need before the violence. There's all these preventative things.
Just speak up when you see something.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think these are hard days if you have kids, and I understand this is a tough story to do, but we don't shy away from the reality of life. But here's something for me as a parent. Like, when my daughter was young, I always wanted her to remind her, in the wake of these tough stories, was that this is the exception, not the rule. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it seemed, because it's all over the news, it seems like there's bad everywhere. There are more good people than bad people in this world, and we cannot live our lives in fear of bad things. You know, we need to be making sure that we're treating people every day the way that Jesus tells us to. And, you know, because loving and helping broken people is one of the best ways to prevent these things in the future. And so you can do something proactive today to prevent something in the future by how you treat people. And that was what I always reminded my kid, and maybe that will help you navigate what you're formulating to talk with your kid about today in the wake of this shooting in Colorado. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and recently my family got a little bit of a reunion, and my brother, I've talked about this for a while on the show, my brother was in prison for about 7.5 years, and he recently got out, and so all my siblings and I, we traveled to the prison to meet him on that day, and it went way better than we had ever imagined, because we got there and they were like, okay, no videos, no pictures, no hugs. He's going to come out. You put him in your car and you just leave. Oh. Very, like, and I get it. Like, I get all their rules. It's very inhumane, but I understand. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we get there and I see him come out and we all start freaking out. We had to wait a couple hours and we finally like, oh my goodness. And he has two guards with him. And then he kind of motions, like, to come over. And we're all like, wait, we're not allowed to. And so my sister, God bless her, Becky, was the first one out with a phone. And so when she did that, I'm like, well, I guess they'll arrest her first. I'm getting mine out, too. And so I was, like, kind of shooting video of this, like, amazing moment. And what happened next was really surprising. So I don't want to use any of the officers' names or anything, because I don't want to get anybody in trouble, obviously. But, like, this officer who had been with Jimmy for a lot of years, he just kind of stopped and just greeted the entire family.
Oh.
And then, like, he gave, like, a little speech that was really cool.
He's done his time the right way. He's coming back to society. He's ready to take care of them kids. And I got a lot of respect for him. He's a great man. I got a great person coming back.
Thank you.
And I wanted to make sure y'all know that he was in good hands.
Thank you.
I made sure he get back to y'all. I heard a lot about all of y'all. Trust me, so I had to see who these people he were talking about. You know, good luck to y'all. Good luck to him. And good Godspeed to y'all.
Oh, oof, gosh. Nice. That's awesome. And it just goes to show the impact your brother had, not only on the prisoners, but on the people that were watching over him.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a great unplanned and really, like, surprising moment amidst the heaviness of this and it was, oh, it was so good. But then, like, there's always the but then. So we get home, and, like, he's reconnected with his kids. Like, everything is so good, you know? Mm-hmm. But then he has a hard life to go still, mm-hmm. because he can't just leave his sins in the past. The way the system is built, he's going to pay for this the rest of his life. Mm-hmm. And, like, trying to find work and things like that. And so he and I had this conversation. I'm like, you're coming out, and you obviously, now you're out and you think you have control over things in your life, but you're going to have to remember that you don't. There are so many things still that the system is going to control over you, and you're going to have to remember to trust the same God that carried you through those really tough times to continue to carry you through now in all the things that you can't control and the frustration that will come with that. And it was a great conversation. I'm so glad he's home. But it's that thing of, you have to keep trusting. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't stop today. You have a great day, and then the bad hits you.
Right.
And you're like, okay, I got to keep in this.
You know? And it's exactly like what you were saying at one point. You said you're either coming out of a hardship, you're about to go in one, or you just came out of one. And so he knows, your brother knows firsthand what that feels like.
I'm curious for you, there's that old saying, keep on trucking, you know, like, but in faith, it's like, keep on trusting. Like, what is your keep on trusting moment that you had, like, where you just, you had to stay in it and stay in your faith, even when everything around you was like, this is going to be hard, you know? And I'm real curious what your story is. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. 855-33-WAY-FM. Have you ever been in that situation?
October 10th, 2018. We had Hurricane Michael hit Bay County where I live. Decimated us. People were homeless. We were out of power for over 3 weeks. And I had just, before the hurricane, downloaded Toby Mac's newest album. And he had a song on there, The Elements. And I screamed that song every day because it helped me to trust. I mean, in this time where God got us through the actual hurricane, but we were still in a recovery phase that has, it's still happening. I mean, we just got back in our house and our furniture back in last week.
Yeah, and this is how many years? 3 years, right?
Going on 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and that's the thing. You've got to keep trusting him, and it can be hard when things haven't rectified themselves. You think this should be solved by now, but God is still faithful, and he's still there. You know, even just like he was in the really bad thing you couldn't control, you know, like the storm, he's there in the aftermath as well.
Definitely.
So I'm curious, Katie, have you been in that situation before where you had to keep on trusting?
Yes, I have. So about 5 years ago, I had a car accident. I had to be rushed into emergency brain surgery, and I had to learn how to do everything all over again. I had to learn how to walk and talk and feed myself, everything over again.
I would have never guessed that from talking to you right now. Like, you sound amazing. Right.
Thank you. I heard the word miracle a lot in the hospital.
Now, sometimes with brain injuries, I've heard that traumatic brain injuries can actually increase other aspects of your life. Like, some people have hit their head really bad and then learned how to play piano or speak a different language. Did anything like good like that happen to you?
I started crafting again. Started doing a lot of arts and crafts, which is amazing because the right side of my brain was actually the one that was injured, and the right side of your brain controls all your art, your music. It was amazing. The only thing I live with is I'm deaf in my left ear.
Well, that's interesting. Do you listen to us with just one speaker on? Like, because we're funnier in the right side anyway of your car.
We've heard that a lot.
The left side's not so funny. That's the side Betty sits on.
Hey.
Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and if you've ever thought to yourself, self, I wish I could be more like Betty Rock, here's one way you can.
Wow, I wasn't expecting that.
I know, right? I wasn't either. And so you could finish your degree just like Betty Rock did. Years after high school, she decided to go back and get her degree, and she went back to Colorado Christian University and got not one, but two advanced degrees. So good on you, Lady Rock.
Right, and you could join in with me. If you've been considering the idea of going back to college, now is your chance. You could win a $10,000 or a $5,000 scholarship to Colorado Christian University. University. And even if you don't win, you could still receive a $1,000 scholarship just for entering.
Yeah, they don't want to let like finances be the barrier right. to this, because if you're going to make that step, that positive step in your life, you know, you have to go all in, and they want to help you, you know, make that first step to investing in your future.
So if the money situation was something that was stopping you from going any further, well, now's the time.
Sign up.
So you can check out everything out here at ccu.edu/wayfm. Find out everything you need to know.
Now, you got to get in by this Sunday as the deadline for the entry. And I love it. You can see all the classes they offer, and maybe something inspires you. You're like, you know what? I am going to make that change. And one of the things I love about CCU is it's not just about the academics. It's heart and mind. You know, like they want to, you know, help you with your Christian worldview and help you integrate that into your education. Mm-hmm. Because I know, like, classes that I teach there, like, you would expect spiritual foundations of leadership to have a spiritual element. But even, like, my online speech class or the interpersonal communication, it still had a faith element to it, which is what I love. Because that prepares you to be not only a great employee, but also a great believer that's doing your job well. So there you go. We can get you in right now. ccu.edu/wayfm. If you'd like a chance to win a $10,000, $5,000 scholarship, or just a $1,000 just for entering right now.
So the pandemic is still a thing.
A few months ago, the thought of an infectious disease, even hypothetical, would have sent me careening towards Bummerville.
But we'll get through this together. It's the Wally Show.
All right, Gavin, what you got?
So if you're still a little bit nervous about getting the vaccine, or maybe you're thinking, I've gotten through COVID this long, then I do have some news that is going to change your mind about getting the vaccine. Oh. So let's say you're in your car, you roll up to Krispy Kreme Donuts, and you whip out a vaccine card that says that you got either the first dose or the Johnson & Johnson when you've gotten the one dose. They are going to give you a free donut.
No, like once?
Once. The next day, the next day,
no,
the
like
next
day, every time?
Every single day for the rest of this year, if you have your vaccine card, you can go to Krispy Kreme Donuts and get a free donut.
That is crazy town.
What? They're going to lose business.
I know.
I don't know if this was smart.
I don't know. I mean, like, a lot of people are getting vaccinated, but that is, I could see doing it one time, but man, like just every day, like, hey, Frank, how you doing?
He shows
up with his vaccine card. Boom, boom, boom. And because it's all older people, too.
Yeah.
Like, that have gotten vaccinated, not most of them so far, and they love donuts, and they got free time. Like, this is a bad plan, Krispy
Kreme. It's a bad plan. It might be a bad plan for people personally, too, because you might be, like, avoiding the risk of COVID, but you might be embracing the risk of diabetes or something.
Yeah, oh, I know. That's the problem. It's like, yeah, that's great. Yeah, you gave me a free donut for my vaccine. What are you going to do about my diabetes now, Krispy Kreme? How are we going to rectify that, you know? FM, this is the Wally Show, and we all agree to live by rules. That's why we have laws that govern our society. But some of the rules that we live by are unwritten. And when someone steps outside of those rules, it seems blatantly obvious to, like, the rest of us.
It seems like they're being rude. They're being mean.
Yeah, and they're, like, totally oblivious.
On purpose.
Yeah, like, I watched this happen in a McDonald's the other day. A lady just decided to, after the drive-thru, park her car behind somebody else. And while she was figuring out her world and getting her receipts in and putting her straw in her soda, guy honking at her to try to back out, she won't move. He's honks, backs up right next to her car. Finally, he gets out of his car and he's like, would you please move so I can leave? Totally oblivious. Like, you cannot be that person. Unwritten rule. You can't be that person that is like doing your own thing and not caring about anybody else.
And maybe if you're worried that you don't know all the unwritten rules, well, maybe you can hear some here and it'll help you out and not make you seem like you're just the worst person on the planet.
Unwritten rule in my house is the ketchup bottle. Like, when you use the ketchup bottle, because you know how they stand upside down now to squeeze them, and then they inevitably will gush out ketchup, and it gets all over the top of the thing. Mm-hmm. Unwritten rule in my house, you're supposed to clean it, apparently. I did not know that.
Oh,
and so
this
I was
is
breaking
one that
this
you
rule.
Absolutely. Rude. You're the worst.
I know. My wife is like, would you just, I mean, she's like, it makes so much sense to just clean that,
it
right?
It does.
And I'm like, now that you mention it, sure, okay, I'll let you do it. And
oh, you do it.
Nice.
No, not nice. Rude.
All right, so that's what we're going to talk about right now with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. That's how you can always be part of the show. What are some of the unwritten rules that everyone should follow? We're going to make a list, and we're going to add yours to the list right now. 855-33-WAY-FM. What unwritten rule would you add to this list?
Well, in my house, the unwritten rule is you don't use a dish rag to wipe something off the floor and then put it back in the sink. It goes straight in the washing machine.
That is apparently an unwritten rule at my house as well. My wife has the same rule, and I break the same rule your children break. I break that rule.
What? You can't use the same rag to wash dishes with that you wash the floor with.
Well, you just wiped it up real quick.
No, like, it was quick.
A swoosh.
And we have... There are certain rags that we do kitchen dish work with and certain rags we clean with. And you cannot mix those up or use them vice versa. That is a no-no.
Well, those rags need to be better labeled, at least in my house, okay?
They are. They're
all right, Kathy, add it to the list. What is an unwritten rule you think people need to know about?
Not too much makes me too crazy, except for it's a half a mile ahead. They tell you that it's $3 for a toll. You're fourth or fifth in line with somebody in front of you. And they wait until they get right up to the toll booth before they have to count out their quarters.
Yes, yes. Have your change ready to go. It's just common courtesy. It's just polite. And like Kathy's saying, you got time. It's not like it snuck up on you. You see the whole thing coming.
Kathy, when this happens to you, how do you handle the situation if someone in front of you isn't ready?
Count my fingers on the steering wheel because there's not much else you can do.
Because the other rule is you don't want to be the honker.
I've honked my horn a couple times to different people. But
okay, I guess I was wrong. I stand corrected. I guess you do. So, Kelly, what is an unwritten rule you'd like to add to our list? That's what we're doing today.
Yeah, so if someone sends a group text question like, are you coming to the wedding or do you want me to bring some eggs? You don't reply to everyone. You reply individually to that person.
Absolutely. Happens at work all the time. Then, yeah, I just respond to them. I don't let the whole group know, oh, yes, I'm on it. You know, like, that. Oh, yes, it drives me nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially when people say, just reply to me, and then everyone's still replying to everyone anyway.
And then people will get upset if they see that you removed yourself from a group text sometimes when it gets crazy.
Right.
Like, the politics of that is challenging to navigate as well.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Brian, you're up. Add it to the list. What is an unwritten rule you think needs to be put on here?
I think that it should be an unwritten rule that if you host a radio show, you should not be super annoying.
All right, I have a feeling I know where this is going. And, sir, I'm going to take umbrage with you because I love Betty Rock. I think she's amazing.
Who said he was talking about me? He could have been talking about you.
I just assumed, and I'm sorry that we just turned on each other like that.
Wait, who are you referring to?
I mean, it's obviously Gavin.
Gavin!
Why is he the worst?
And now for some good news.
Yeah.
YFM, this is The Wally Show. We do a little thing called Good News Giddy Up because there's a lot of negative news, you know, in the world. And so we thought we'd bring you a couple rapid-fire good news stories, maybe make you feel better today. Like this one. In case you missed it last week, there was a teacher in New York who almost died at the start of the COVID pandemic. He was actually only 39, and he was their first patient that had to be intubated. He was in a coma for 3 weeks, but he recovered, and he actually went back to thank all the doctors and the nurses.
Yeah,
to see him go from, like, especially back in the beginning of the pandemic, not knowing what any of this was, and then to see him go through such a bad, traumatic time and to come back and be okay and recover is probably huge for those doctors and nurses as well. Betty Rock, good news, giddy up, go.
You know, bikers get a bad rap, but there were a group of them in Sacramento that they found out about an 83-year-old veteran who hadn't left his house in 2 years, and it was all because he didn't have a wheelchair ramp. So these bikers got together and they built him one.
Nice. They built him a ramp and then they jumped their motorcycles over it.
Sweet.
Don't ruin it.
No, it'd be awesome. Like,
good
here's
news.
Your ramp, but it's going to be such a good ramp, we're going to use it as a motorcycle ramp too. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
There was a woman in Canada walking her dog along the sidewalk when all of a sudden she had a seizure, so she falls to the ground, and then the dog was watching the footage of this video where the dog actually got itself off the leash and then jumped into the street. and stopped an oncoming car.
Wow.
And then the guy got out of the car and checked on the woman. Aww. And luckily the woman is okay now, but what a dog.
Yeah, that dog's taking one for the team, yeah. Man.
He
holy cow.
Gotten hit.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think any of our pets would do that for us.
Not a chance.
No. No.
Betty's cat would have pushed her into traffic. All right, that's your good news. Giddy up. Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and we have this thing called the Prayer Wall, which we absolutely love because we get to see people being helped through it every day. And it's where you can go and post a prayer request when things feel bigger than you or people you can't even talk to in your own life. There's a way to post your prayer request at wayfm.com and then have people pray for you, and you get notified every time that that happens. And like the stories of people saying, man, the notification came in just the right time when I needed it most. It's like, that's how the thing works. That's how God works. And, you know, we have a prayer pastor that, you know, is praying for people on the wall and also getting people help. And it's just a really, really cool thing. And we'd love for you to be a part of it.
That's right. You can be a part of it by going to visit the prayer wall at wayfm.com. And, of course, when you go there, you know, we would love for you to post your prayer request. But when you do, it's also your opportunity to pray for someone who is needing prayer as well.
Yeah. And I'm really intense about the prayer wall, like, because I think it's such a great thing.
Intense
about it. Yes,
you want me on that wall, you need me on that wall.
Those are the people we're looking for that want to be on the prayer wall, because you can pray for people. It's an extension of your own personal ministry. You can make a difference in people's lives there. Like, so we want that kind of passion for you to be interacting with other people there and making a difference. So if you want to check it out, you can definitely post a prayer request. But man, if you post one, all we ask is that you pray for one as well and pay it forward a little bit. It makes a difference.
Because we need you on that wall.
That's exactly it, see? And you can check that out at wayfm.com. 2020 showed us that the rules for work really don't apply anymore. Hey, it's Wally, and I always thought when I needed to do serious business with someone, like getting a mortgage, I needed to go to a big office with leather chairs, be offered a cold beverage that I didn't think I was paying for, but in the end, all of that overhead, even the soda, was costing me money. I thought that's how you did it. Today, the office is anywhere you are, and what I want more than an expensive chair is for the person I'm calling to know me and have my best interest at heart. That's what I love about United Faith Mortgage. You're not a number to them, and they will take as great care of you as they have of me. United Faith Mortgage is also faith-based and family-owned and doesn't waste money on the things that would ultimately end up costing the customer money. So if you want a fancy leather chair, don't help someone else buy theirs. Buy your own with all the money you save from getting a great rate on your mortgage or refinance from United Faith Mortgage. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Wally, I know you've missed your favorite reality show, Project Runway.
Yes, it's like there were a couple offshoots of it, you know, and now they've run their course, and there's just nothing, and I just miss Tim Gunn. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate you.
Well, I have some good news for you. The toy company Mattel is working on a reality competition series involving contestants creating miniature high fashion clothing for Barbie.
Yes, and yes, as horrible as it sounds, and I hate to even admit it, I would watch this.
You have such a big smile on your face.
I would watch this because I love that Project Runway like model. Mm-hmm, and then I like making small things. So it's like I can make big tables for people. Mm-hmm. But I like making coffee tables better because it's a little easier, a little faster. And so the same thing with clothes. I would love to make garments, but maybe baby garments, like Mattel baby doll garments.
Right,
would be great.
Right. Well, the show is called Barbie Fashion Battle.
Okay.
And the winner will receive a cash prize. We still don't know how much that is.
$8.99. This show is not going to be a big one,
maybe.
I can tell you.
But they'll also have the chance to design a line of Barbie clothes for Mattel.
There you go. Look for this on Netflix or something, man. I don't see this going to like major TV.
Is this something you would want to try out for?
I'd have to learn some sewing things better. I'm not a great sewer. I'm functional in some. You know what? I want to stop. I want to just stop this conversation.
I want to keep going.
Nope, I think we're done. We're good here. We've talked about this enough. But I will definitely be looking for that and probably do a segment on the show every week about it. YFM, this is The Wally Show, and we face hierarchies every day, you know, and chain of command. Nowhere is that more obvious than in the military or at Walmart. because well, think about it. Walmart, you got a regional manager, a store manager, and then the guy that stocks the toilet paper during, like, COVID.
He got
elevated. Like,
you're right.
He became the most important person at Walmart, man. Like, and so, like, there's a hierarchy. Maybe a year ago or 2 years ago, they didn't think much about him, but now he's like, he's a rock star.
He's a big deal.
Exactly.
And who's to say it's a he? It could be a she.
Exactly. What is wrong with me, Rock?
Right.
Thank you for pointing that
You're
out.
You're welcome.
I don't like me sometimes. and so here's the deal. Like, if you take like a rock band, okay? The hierarchy in a rock band is very easy. I think we can all agree on this.
Keyboardist.
No one even knows that guy's name.
Sorry.
Lead singer.
Okay.
Then lead guitar player.
Yeah.
Then drummer. Because no one cares about the bass player or the rhythm guitar player and keyboard. Like, why are you even there? we can program that stuff.
Oh, okay.
True story.
Wow.
There are a bunch of bands in the 80s that had a keyboard player, but they had them off the side of the stage. Aww. Like, you didn't even see that person.
Now, you just said that the bass player is not important, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Isn't that what you played in your own rock band?
Yes, and I knew that, and that's why I, like, owned the PA, and I did other things to make myself indispensable.
There you go.
Because I knew I was expendable.
He knew the world.
Yeah, I knew the hierarchy even back then.
Okay.
So it's the game you play.
Right.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do round robin, okay? This one, though, we're going to focus on a high school band.
Oh.
Okay? So here's what you have to do. Gavin, did you ever play in high school band?
Yeah, I played the baritone for, like, a few months.
Okay, I don't even want to tell you how low that is on the totem pole. So I was in the high school band as well. Lady Rock.
We didn't have one.
I didn't think so. So, here's the deal. You have to come up with a three-tiered hierarchy, okay? Maybe you thought it was the drum line, the trumpet, the clarinet, whatever it is. You come up with your hierarchy. If you can get us all to agree that that is the proper high school band hierarchy, the order it should go in, you will win a prize. But again, we're very different people, so good luck. You put some thought into it and come up with your best high school band hierarchy right now. 855-33 WayFM. That's how you can always be part of the show. We love having you on with us. And you can call now 855-33-WAYFM with your hierarchy. So first of all, did you play in the band?
I did.
What'd you play?
Trumpet.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, nice.
Okay. That's up there. I don't know if it's number one, but it's up there. So you should have some experience here. What do you think the hierarchy is?
You have to have a wood, you have to have a brass, and you have to have drums. So I'm going to say it's sax, trumpet, and drums.
You put drums behind saxophone? Is that are you sure that's the order you want it to go?
It is.
It is the order. Okay, because typically, the drum line, the drum kits were always the coolest ones in the band. You know, like that's, I know that as a saxophone player myself, we looked up, we always wanted to be the drummers.
Did you try out for the drums?
I did not have enough rhythm, apparently.
Oh.
And so, Gavin, do you like this hierarchy?
I like the three that she put into the hierarchy, but I had it in a different way. I had drumline because those guys were cool. Yeah. I actually thought the saxophone people were really cool. And then my brother was a trumpet player, and I think he's pretty cool. So number three for them.
I would have done drums first, then trumpet, then saxophone.
See, that's it. Ready Rock, you're absolutely right. Crystal, I'm so sorry, but that is the correct hierarchy. you sold yourself short. You, as a trumpet player, should have been second, not first. Let's not get crazy. But second is the right place for the trumpet player.
Yes, okay, so I got one right.
You did get one right, but that's okay. You're a trumpet player. That's all we expect.
This coming from a flute player?
No, a saxophone player.
Oh, okay.
I at least made her top three. I was number one in her top three.
Yep.
So I can say that kind of stuff as a cool saxophone player.
Okay.
YFM, this is The Wally Show. And who doesn't love a good bargain? I know it feels good when you find something like, yeah, I got a good deal on that. That was the case for this person that went to a yard sale, okay? And they bought a $35 little bowl, porcelain bowl there.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out that this little bowl is a 15th century Chinese artifact worth a whopping $300,000 to $500,000 at auction.
Okay.
I need to go to more yard sales.
I know, yeah, but by just buying like McDonald's Happy Meal toys, right. They're
this
not.
This Thai beanie baby, yeah. It's worth something. Yeah. I know it is.
None of us are going to do this well because we don't collect porcelain and artifacts. This is one of only 7 of these bowls known to exist in the world from the 1400s. And whoa. So here's the big thing, though. This is the ethical dilemma that I want to dive into with us here right now. 855-33-WAY-FM is how you can do the deep dive with us. 855-33-WAY-FM. So you get a bowl for $35 at a garage sale.
Which I think we can all admit, $35 at a yard sale is a high, steep price.
Already overpaid,
right,
for sure.
Exactly.
Should have been a nickel. We know
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
And so do
chew them down to a penny.
Do you go back to that person and give them a little bit of the money that you made off of this?
Maybe $35.
Yeah, no.
Get back the
wrong
money.
Answer, Gavin.
I like Gavin's answer. You've already given them $35.
Let's say you made $400,000. Shot right
boy.
In the middle.
Okay.
Do you go back and give that person some money? You don't have to give it all, but do you give them anything?
Maybe they were moving. We can say we tried.
No, you have to actually try.
Tried.
Yeah. You can't just say you tried and not try, Rock.
Man.
Do you think you should give them something?
I guess because I'm leaning, that means that yes.
Okay.
My conscience is telling me yes.
Okay.
Now, how much?
How much?
That's tough.
Oh, that is a tough one. Because they didn't do anything. They were going to give it away.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, okay. So,
$100.
Oh, you're so cheap.
What?
You are the worst. I was thinking 10 grand.
Oh, I was thinking like... crazy, but I was thinking 100,000. To be honest, it's a lot of money, but you're still walking away with much money.
I don't mind when you make Betty look bad. I don't like it, Gavin, when you make me look
bad.
Sorry,
guys.
Yeah, because I thought at first 10% would be 40 grand.
I was going to give him 50%.
Yeah, you were not. Okay.
Whatever.
All right, 855-33-WAY-FM. Are we off base here? Like, do you feel that you should go back and give something to someone if you got that kind of a payday on it? And if so, how much? 855-33-WAY-FM. Them. What do you think?
Absolutely not. You gave them their asking price of $35, so it was bought fairly, and the rest of that money is yours.
Okay, so because they didn't know what they had, it's all fair in love and war.
Correct. If they would have known what it was, then they should have been asking more money for it. So absolutely not. Money is yours.
Okay, well, I got you down, Drew. I appreciate that. Betty Rock is like, Drew is so smart. I, on the other hand, have a different opinion.
I guess you have a soul then, Wally.
You know what? That has never been said before, but thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Quaid, same question to you. If you bought a $35 bowl at a garage sale and found out it was worth something like $300,000, would you feel any sort of obligation to go back and give the people some money?
I probably would go back and give them a little cash.
Now, you do run the risk of going back, though, and then that person suing you for, like, half the money. Like, in this weird, wacky world we live in, I could see that happening, too.
I could,
that'd
too.
Be a bummer.
What if you instead just bought them some really nice bowls from Walmart?
Yeah,
call it even.
Exchange that 15th century bowl that you got there, that Chinese bowl, worth $300,000 for a $30 set of bowls?
I know, I'm a hero.
I think that they would take that well. I don't think they'd be offended at all. Would you feel obligated to go back and give a little bit of money to the people you bought it from? Because that really did happen.
Well, from my standpoint, I say yes. I say because we're God's craftsmanship. God called us to give out of what we have in our abundance. Then why don't we give back to someone that may need it?
I think they knew they had something kind of valuable, but they didn't do enough research. So they sold it for $35. That's it. You don't owe them any more than that. I mean, you bought it fair and square.
Oof, Megan's the tough one in this family.
Does Megan wear the pants in the relationship?
No.
Only secretly.
Yeah, she just let you say that. Like, but trust me, you're getting an earful when we're done with this. Well, I got you guys down. Thank you, both of you.
Thank you, Wally.
John, what do you say? Do you think you have to go back and give a little bit of money to the people that you bought that bowl for, even though they didn't know what they had?
I would, but my mother bought a helmet at a yard sale here a few years back. The guy was wanting $10 for it. She talked him down to $5. She ended up selling it at auction online for $15,000.
Oh, my gosh. And,
yeah, it was unreal. It was a military World War II helmet.
Okay.
And I had asked her the same thing. And she said, well, no, he should have known what it was worth before I bought it. But she didn't feel remorse at all.
This is a tough world, man. You're like, hey, aren't you the same mom that used to tell me to share my peanut butter sandwiches with the kids? You know, like, come on.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
He's like, everything you taught me is a lie, Mom.
Yeah.
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.